It's the Last Call podcast with Chris Michaels. Like I said, this week I'm going to be doing a series of really, really fast podcasts because I just don't have the time. So remember last night when I said that Biden was going to end the pandemic in May 11th of 2023, and I brought up the fact that Pfizer was still using that window to push through drugs that could potentially be dangerous and that they can only get on the market through emergency use authorization. Because if that window, that pandemic declaration is ever suspended, that means that Pfizer can no longer do what they're exactly doing. So Dr. Naomi Wolf from DailyClout.io last night, or yesterday, was on Lindell TV, and she's talking about a drug called Eliquis, which is a blood-thinning drug put out by none other than Pfizer. So as you know, what I like to do is go digging a little bit into the inserts for these drugs, and what do we learn? Basically, this drug is nothing good. It's no better than anything else. Essentially, what they do is they are starting to prescribe, I guess if that's the right word, this drug over to individuals that they suspect are suffering from blood clots from God knows what. I would assume it would be their adverse events. The drug is originally called Apixaban, A-P-I-X-A-B-A-N. And it's used, according to the Mayo Clinic, to treat deep venous thrombosis, or treat it, a condition in which harmful blood clots from the blood vessels or form in the blood vessels or the legs. These clots can travel to the lungs and can become lodged in blood vessels of the lungs, causing a condition called a pulmonary embolism. So they created this fantastic drug to counter all of those nasty, nasty conditions. And so the first thing you do is you look at the package insert and you see that you shouldn't be using this drug with things like aspirin or aspirin-containing products, long-term use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. So wouldn't that be something? Warfarin sodium, whatever the hell that is, and also a couple of other nonsense things that I can't pronounce. So, what you may experience when you're taking this crap is you're going to bruise more easily. You may also get, I love this, unexpected bleeding, including bleeding from the gums, nosebleeds, menstrual bleeding or vaginal bleeding that's heavier than normal, bleeding that is so severe you can't control it, red, pink, or brown urine. Gee, I wonder what it could be doing to the kidneys and liver. Red or black stools that look like tar. Coughing up blood or blood clots. Vomiting blood, or your vomit looks like coffee grounds. Unexpected pain, swelling, or joint pain. Headaches. Feeling dizzy or feeling weak. I mean, sign me up. Where can I get this drug? This is ridiculous. But there are a couple of other items about this that says to us we should really, really be looking at why they're trying to pump this thing up. So if you go to the package insert for itself, under section 5.1, warnings and precautions, increased risk of thrombotic events after premature discontinuation. And, you know, a lot of big words and so on and so forth. But basically what this drug does is that it makes your body addicted to taking it. And you're not supposed to get off of this drug until you've got another one lined up to replace this drug and what it's been doing to your body. So in other words, Pfizer is trying to make people that are suffering from blood clots or potentially suffering from blood clots addicted to its product. Once again, this seems to be the same MO that Pfizer does all the time. You inject people with something or you get them to take some kind of drug and your body summarily becomes addicted, or in my suspicions with the inoculations, your body is weakened to the point where it can't function without subsequent regular injections, right? It wipes out the B and T cells so that your body no longer has a memory and no longer knows how to react to any of these COVID viruses that it runs across. I mean, so what you're doing is that, or what Pfizer is trying to do, is somebody gets damaged, has an adverse event to one of their injections, whatever that injection may be, and then they are now suffering from blood clots, so they need to take this drug. And oddly enough, this drug is addictive. I didn't say it's addictive. I should say that the body now relies on this type of drug, this anticoagulant, right? So if the body no longer has it, there could be some icky things that occur, such as increased rate of strokes. And also, let's see, pathological bleeding. This is a great drug. Everybody should be taking this. And also, in another section, 5.3, spinal epidural anesthesia or puncture. Basically, what happens is, if you're on this drug and you have any one of those procedures or something like that procedure, you run the risk of developing epidural or spinal hematoma, which ultimately results in what? Long-term or permanent paralysis. I mean, come on. Are you serious with this? Well, I mean, talk about what? This is so stupid. Okay, so moving right along. Adverse events. Increased risk of thrombotic events after premature discontinuation. More bleeding. And also, like I said before, spinal epidural anesthesia or puncture reactions to all of this. So, I mean, I can go on and on and on, but the point is the following. Pfizer is trying to push this kind of drug out there to make people reliant, to make their bodies reliant on a condition that they more than likely inflicted upon the patient due to an adverse event of an experimental gene therapy prophylactic injection. All under emergency use authorization, which ultimately means they are unaccountable because they're saying, well, we didn't want to introduce this drug because we didn't perform the proper testing. It's all the government's fault. It's all the NIH's fault. So you can't look in our direction. We were just following orders. We just took some kind of product that the Pentagon and DARPA came up with, and we were just the middleman. We produced the product that the government created. Don't look in our direction. Ain't our fault. But we will take the profits. Don't touch the money. Don't touch Albert Bourla's piggy bank. You can't. That's off limits. But don't look at us for accountability. Stupid. They also, with this drug, they, of course, you know, rightfully so, they didn't really do a lot of testing for pregnant women, because if they did, they would probably not be, this drug probably would not be received very openly. In section 8.1, the limited availability of data on Eliquis in pregnant women, of course, the limited availability means they didn't test it, are insufficient to form drug-associated risks of major birth defects, miscarriages, adverse developmental outcomes. And so what, like I just said, it just means they refuse to do testing on pregnant women because they don't want to know the results. Because if the results were actually documented, nobody would be taking this more than likely. And that's the other problem with this, being that there is this constant emergency, just everything is coming to an end. We need to make sure that, oh, we have all of these experimental drugs on the market because we don't know where this is going to end up. They can do whatever they want. And if you don't do the background research on all of this, then it's going to revert back to this Luciferian, satanic angle of how they disclose information. They're going to tell you something. If you don't validate what they're saying, that's on you. If you don't do the research on your own and actually read the documents, like I just read to you, then that's on you. They don't have accountability. You gave up your free will and took this drug, did this procedure, got injected with a gene therapy prophylactic all on your own. It's not their fault that you didn't do your research. So in other words, you can't trust these people. They're going to tell you something. You've got to verify the data. You've got to do your own research. And let me tell you something else. If a knuckle-dragging mouth breather like myself can do Google searches, so can you. Even though we all know that Google is compromised, if you phrase the questions properly in a liberal slant, you will find the information that you're looking for. If you just look up what some of these medical terms are, you will find the data, and also you will find the adverse events and items they did and did not test for. So, just my two cents, this doesn't really sound like something anybody should be taking. blood clots or not, it doesn't sound like it is something that is extremely pertinent to your health. One more thing. Another reason why Biden pushed out this COVID response date to May is that the World Health Organization is due to vote on those draconian measures that they're trying to introduce and have every member of the World Health Organization sign on to. Remember when I did that podcast a couple of weeks ago about what the World Health Organization wants to do to all of us? Basically, what they would like to have happen is that if you are a member nation of the World Health Organization, then you do not have a say about what can be done in response to any of the World Health Organization's recommendations. So get that. It basically overpowers any sort of local laws, right? It overpowers those local laws, and it basically suspends your human rights. So if the World Health Organization recommends everybody to start, sniffing some sort of pill, right? Sniffing some sort of procedure, then if those member nations and the World Health Organization has its way, then you will not be able to say no to that procedure. And, you know, going down the road of central banking digital currencies, going down the road of digital IDs, if you don't do what the World Health Organization demands of you, then guess what? You won't be able to spend your money beyond 5 miles of your home. You won't be able to drive beyond 5 miles of your home with an electronic vehicle, which can be turned on and shut off whenever they'd like it to. You won't be able to spend your cash because you are non-compliant. You won't be able to earn cash with your employer because you're non-compliant, according to the World Health Organization. That's the whole angle to all of this. So those draconian measures are due up for a vote in May of 2023. So that's another reason why Biden decided to say, oh no, we have to have this emergency until May of 2023. So look out for another jolt of COVID mania in order to give cover to the World Health Organization, to give it legitimacy to vote on this absolutely draconian, fascistic, medical tyranny style measures so that basically they can help out people like Big Pharma and Bill Gates. Because do the research, look up at who funds the World Health Organization and Gavi. Gavi is the vaccination, third party that recommends vaccine schedules to the World Health Organization. Look at who funds those two areas. Guess what? It's Bill Gates for the World Health Organization and Gavi. Now you know why things work the way they do. Okay, like I said, this was going to be quick. That's it for me. Last Call Podcast with Chris Michaels. You know what to do. Share me, like me, do whatever you got to do. Last Call Podcast on all of your favorite podcasting platforms. Also, if you share me, hashtag Last Call. Fuzzball Nation. How about that? Because if you're listening to me, you are part of the Fuzzball Nation. You're brilliant, lovable, and also you are a glittering jewel of intelligence for all of the fruited plain to see. As always, tune in for another two podcasts this week, and I am Chris Michaels.